The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today we're holding in Masechet Menachot on Daf Kuf, and we're right at the Halak of Mishnah. So as you know, we need to be besader the lechem and the bezichin on Shabbat in order for it to become kodesh and then be ra'ui the next Shabbat, because that's the din. It has to be an entire week from the time that it was kodesh b'kli on the first Shabbat. And only then is it considered to be magia zmano at the next Shabbat. And then the Hakrova, Habezichin, is matir the lechem. That way, we left the lechem on the shulchan of Zahav that was outside of the Heichal until we finished the Hakrovat Habezichin, which is matir the achilat lechem to the Kohanim. Now, if anything is done mechusar zman, so in other words, if we didn't have the full amount of time either of the lechem or the Habezichin, then, as is always the case with the mechusar zman, it's lo karava matir kemitzvah. Lo karava matir kemitzvah has three very important implications for three dinim that always go together. Pigol, notar, v'tameh. So when it comes to pigol, we literally have a din. That kahakravat kasher, kahakravat pasul, in order to be chayev kores for achilas pigol, it has to be that the korban would be absolutely kosher, other than the fact that it shelo bizmano, that the machshava was, let's say, to eat the lechem chutz lizman. But if something else is wrong, let us say it's mechusar zman, so then you don't have matir on the korav matir kibitzvosa. Same thing is true, not exactly the same, but effectively, if you don't have a kosher korban that was roi lachila, then you can't be chayav on notar either, because notar is the only way you had a kosher korban that was nit notar. The Torah is b'chayav you karet, but otherwise it's done, not a kosher indeed. The same thing is shulag abituma, someone who eats tumata guf, who is chayav karet, that's only if, as we saw earlier, if the tahorim were allowed to eat. But if the tahorim weren't able to eat yet, so then there wouldn't be a chia for the tummy. Therefore, for all intents and purposes, in our case, where you were misadded the lechem on Shabbat, and the lechem is not mechusar zman, but the bezichin were not mekudesh bezmano, and therefore, when you bring them the next Shabbos, they are not yet ready for akrav. It would be like bringing a carbon before Shivat Yamim tiyat tachat imo. Over a year, it was in his refrigerator, probably. I imagine, I don't know. Unless it's one of the kiosks around here that they leave it in the open, it should rot before you get to eat it. But wherever it is, it wasn't on the shulchan. That's what's important. Yeah, the aliens might have been chasing it. So, in this case, it's the same thing as bringing a korban before with Shivat Yamim Tachat Imo. Over here, the Shivat Yamim, so to speak, is the Shivat Yamim that it's sitting on the shulchan until the next Shabbos. It's not yet ready. This is not its eighth day, not the next Shabbos. Therefore, if I went ahead and hiktir tabazichin on the next Shabbos, they're missing the day. It's mechusar zman. Mechusar zman cannot be machshir the lechem. Therefore, the whole thing is pasul. And now, if the hakrava of the bezichin had been with the da'at to eat the lechem, let's say chutz lizmano, it wouldn't matter, because it wouldn't be a chi of karet on the pigol, because you didn't do the matir in order to make it pigol. So therefore, you're not chayav b'shem pigol, nor, if the lechem was left over, would you be chayav on notar, nor, if you ate that lechem, b'tumat haguf, would there be a chiyav of tumah? Because it's not right l'achila mitzad hadin. Now suppose you were mesader the lechem and the bezichin on Shabbos, but you were makter the bezichin only after Shabbos. Most of this means only after the next Shabbos. Some understand it to mean le'achar Shabbos on the very next day. So it would also be mechusar zman. So then it would be possible as well, because once it's after its time, it's now past its time. It's either, if depending on which Shabbat we learn, either it's mechusar zman or it's possible belina. And therefore, in chayavin aleim mishum pigol nos v'tomei. So whatever the problem is, that it wasn't a mitzvah, if it means the next day, it means it's still too early. If it means the ninth day, it means too late. Already became kodesh. And therefore it would be possible. Here too there would be no chiyuv of pigonos v'tami. So suppose you did both the Sidur HaLechem and the Mezichin Achra Shabbat, we talked about this earlier. So then, let's say from Sunday to Shabbos, you don't have the full Shabbat Yamit Tachat Imbol, Ki'ilu. I'm just comparing it obviously fetchlessly, but the idea is the same, in that it happens to be, you need the same amount of time, and we find that that's the concept of Bechusuzan that's generally used. So over here, you cannot be mocked at the Mezichin on Shabbos, because it's still too early. So what should you do? Leave it till next Shabbos. Because as long as it's on the Shulchan, there's no problem. Shafilu hi ala Shulchan, yamim rabim in bekach klum. Because now, the first time that it's ra'ui for me to be able to actually bring it bizmano would be on the next Shabbos. I'd only bring it on Shabbos. The first Shabbos, it wasn't Kodesh. So b'meila, it's not going to be nivsa b'lina, because it only becomes ready to be eaten a week later. And therefore, there's no problem of leaving it there. It's just going to wait until the first moment that it becomes ro'i. So the shulchan will only be mekadesh at the time that it's ro'i, and that's the next Shabbos. When will it become possible, Lina? Only the mitzvah Shabbos. By then it's already eaten.
So there's two sets of lechem and two sets of ezekim? Last week's and now this week's?
No, we won't bring this week's. We'll just leave it there.
We skip a week as a week?
Yeah, because we're not, this, what's there? We couldn't bring it. We didn't have it. It's not Atah. Now, the Mishnah says in Yuma that Amar Lehem HaMimuna, we're only bringing this because it seems to contradict our Mishnah. So there it says that in the morning, early in the morning, they had a person who was Mimuna on the Payasot, where they would choose up to see who is Zeche for the various Avodot. So that's how Tosis understands it. Rashi understands the Mimuna there in Yuma to mean the Sagan, which Tosis shows many Rayas of Kevin. In any event, so whoever it is, the Mimuna would say, the watchman, to Uru'i Migiyaz Manashrita. Take a look, climb up to the top of a tower, see whether it really Alos Hashach. Imigia, so then the watchman, Haro'er Omer Barkai. It's light. Matatya ben Shmuel Omer. Now there is a question in the Gemara. Is this a question? Is it a statement? Was he himself making the question and giving the own answer? I mean, something's very strange. There are different approaches to the Gemara there, but we will wait till we get around to Yuma again, if you've forgotten. So Matatya ben Shmuel Omer, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, is it entirely light? And if he says yes, then he says Achi b'Chevron v'Omer Hein. And that was the Gemara says over there. We mentioned Chevron. This is a reference to Yom Kippur. We want to mention the Schus, the Avos or Chevron. So we pretend that we is it till Chevron? So we now know that we're talking about also a special place. In any event, why did they go to such crazy extent? Tosfos learns, by the way, that Matatya but Shmuel was not a Shita. Matatya ben Shmuel was the Mimuna. So as the Mimuna, he would say this. V'lomo tzuchulakach, shepam achat, alam or halavana. Because at one time it happened that they had a very bright moon that actually caused this problem. Now obviously, as the Gemara points out over there, this is not possible, because on Yom Kippur, it's the 10th of the month. So how the heck could there have been a moon at that time that they could have possibly thought was there, and it turns out it wasn't that. There's two different mice. In any event, it's possible to get confused. It's a metakin that you always ask 100% to be sure that it really is the time for Alot HaShachar. And one time they made a mistake. Dimu she'ir mizra. They went ahead and were shochet the karmin tami, and in the end they had to take it out the bit asrifa when it turned out that what they were looking at was a moon. Then on Yom Kippur, Horidu Kohen Gadol Beit HaTfilah, and so on and so forth. Now, Zeh Klal Hayah Migdash, we're bringing all of the stuff that we need, what we started the Mishnah. Zeh Klal Hayah Migdash, Kolon Meisich Et Raglav Ta'un Tfilah, anybody who defecated needed Tfilah, the Kohen, before it could be Yovid. V'kolam Atil Mayim Ta'un Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, for your nation, he needed to, once again, be Mekadosh Yad V'Raglav, before doing Avod. Now, Tani Avod Rabbi Avin,
Lozo bevara afilo olat of shnim la kabalayla. Or mincha shnik betza balayla. Teitze le beit asrefa. That it's not only a din in the carbon tamid, which we say because over there it's a carbon tzibur, and it's biyom tzavoto et bnei Israel, and that becomes a complete psul. But it's not only the tamid; it's anything, even an alatov, even a mincha, which is not a very choshev carbon. There's no carbon tzibur that's the equivalent of it. If it was done balayla, it also needs to be burned. Now, bishlam alatov, b'shulof shaladur. I understand. Very difficult to get that alatov into shape once you did malika. We've been trying this for many, many generations. Nobody's ever figured out how to put Humpty Dumpty together again. So the poor Olata of is kaput. But what in the world is the matter with a mincha? A mincha, why can't you just put it back together again? You took out the kibitzah, right? And you understand where we're going here, because this is very similar to our Mishnah. The kibitzah of the mincha is exactly the case of the akrava of the Bezikin, of the Levina, which is equivalent to the Kemitza. In our Mishnah here, Menachos, we're talking about doing that where it's Mechusar Zman. And it's exactly the case over here. We were Mechusar Zman here in the evening. It was still nighttime. So every Mincha's nighttime before the morning is the equivalent of the Mechusar Zman of the Kemitza with the Levina on the Shabbos before, basically. So we really have a parallel to our Mishnah. Now you can understand why this is getting closer to our sugya, and it is soon going to come direct collision with our sugya. Because the problem that we're asking over here is, why can't we put a mincha together back again? You just take the kaimitz, put it back inside the mincha. Not a good color. And put it back together again. And now do a new kmitza in the daytime. So you can be mahara kaimitz aduchte, the kaimitz be your mama. So, Avua, the Rabbavin, had the kasha, and he said, you know what? I'll give you the answer. And the answer is obvious that this is what we're being taught over here. Who done it, Avua Amarla? This is clearly indicating that a klisharis can be makadish, shalom bizman. Must be because I did the kemitza before and stuck it into the kli, which I always do immediately after the kmitza. You say, why can't I put it back in? It's too late. Because once it has kedushas aguf as the kmitz, it's a kmitz puzzle. There's no way to re-put it into the kli, into the original kli. And therefore it's kaput, there's nothing to do. Now the problem is that we have a general halacha neitve that only kol ha-karev b'yayim is kadosh b'yayim. So normally you're going to bring something in the daytime, a korban. You can only make that thing kaddish in a kli if, let's say, the dam. That is going to become kaddish if it's biyom. Something that is karav only balayla, let's say the menorah. So over there you want to be makadish here, the shemen ha-menorah in a kli, only balayla. So then it's only kaddish al balayla. If it could be karav bein bayom, bein balayla, there's things that you could bring at any time. There's things that you're roi kol alayla. Those things could be kaddish by biyom bein balayla. So now the problem over here is, how could Avuah d'Rabbavin say that if a kli is mekadesh even shloi bizmanam, if over here it's not roi to bring this kemitz balayla, it shouldn't be roi to be mekadesh b'kli the kemitz balayla? How does Avuah d'Rabbavin explain the contradiction here in the Mishnah? He says, I'll tell you, must be that when it says it's Eino Kodesh, it means it's Eino Kodesh to make it kosher for a carbon, because it's Shloi Bizmanai. But once it's already Kodesh B'Kli, it's always easier to mess things up. It's Kodesh Lipasel. So as far as becoming Nifsabalina, you're not able to be paid, and it's not, for that, it's definitely Kodesh. It's too late for you to be able to be Mitakein this. Now, the problem is our Mishnah. Motiv Rabbi Zera. Here it says, if the entire Shulchan is Mesudar Achara Shabbat. So now for the first weekend, let's say 6 days later, 5 days later, whenever that is, there's nothing to do because it's Mechusar Zman. So what do? Leave it on the Shulchan till the Shabbos afterwards. That's what it says. Obviously, because we're assuming that it's never going to become possible, Lina, Because since it was Mechutzer Zman, so Klisharis is not Mekadesh, Shalom Bezmano. But the whole point of Avodah Ravim is that he proved from the Mishnah and Yuma, and from the subsequent discussion of Braita, that it is Mekadesh Shalom Bezmano, at least Lipasel. So over here it should be Kodesh Lipasel. So how is it that we're allowed to keep it lying around on the Shulchan? Even if it's not Zmano to bring it, it's Zmano Lipasel. We got serious problems over here. So asks Rabbi Zera from our Mishnah. Sider et alechem et abezichin achar Shabbat. V'iktir et abezichin b'Shabbat psula. Therefore, what's your only option? Ketzad ya'aseh yanechen ala Shabbat haba'a. Because as long as it's on the Shulchan Yom, who cares? It's afilo al Shulchan Yamim Rabim. Ein bekach klum, because it's not going to become possible, Lina, because it's only mekudash when it's right to be mekudash. But according to you, at least the pasel, it should become kodesh on the shulchan as soon as you put it down and it's after its first week, and then it'll become possible belina, because even though it's not roy to be brought until next Shabbos, it's roy to become nifsal. You said it could become nifsal, so why isn't it possible? And now the rest of the time it's going to be kaput because of the lina. Says Rabbi, you know, there's really no way out of this question. I mean, mandika motiv shapika motiv. Look, Rabbi Zera is 100% right. This Mishnah is saying that it's not kodesh shalom bezman. On the other hand, Avodah Ravim is also right. His brayta and his Mishnah, I mean, it's clear. So it's also, I mean, he's not saying something from a boyish svara. He's bringing a raya from the Mishnah. What we have to say is, there's no choice but to say, that Kasava, the Tana that said the din that Avodah Ravim brought, he must hold that really it's not called Mechutzer Zman. In other words, if it were truly Mechutzer Zman, it's not shaykh for Kiddusha at all. When we say that Kli Sharis is Bekadosh Shalom Bezman, that meant it's Bekadosh Shalom Bezman that's Roy Vakra. But that's the night before. If it was before the carbon was 7 days old, let's say, then it wouldn't be shayach that, because that's really mechuzer zman. We're not saying that a kli shoris is mekadesh and mechuzer zman. Mitam the din of mechuzer zman, it's not called mechuzer zman because it's already on the seventh day, so to speak. In other words, over here, the night before is part of that day, even though legabe egdesh, obviously the night follows the day before, but we don't call it mechuzer zman. It's just not Zmanai. But it's not called Mechutzer Zman because we're just waiting for the sunrise. Therefore, if it's not, there's a difference between the moment that it's Roy La'Avayda. It's not Roy La'Avayda because Avayda is only the day. To the point where something is wrong in the thing that wouldn't have allowed you to do the Avayda if it was the day. There's two different issues. So he's saying the Klisharis is Mekadesh Shaloi Bezman. Yes. But, I mean, the thing that it's Mekadosh has to be itself Roy Bizman. It's Mekadosh Shalom Bizman because there's only a problem of waiting till the morning to do the Aveda. That's something else. Now, in this case of the Shulchan, since it's not 7 days old, yet it hasn't been on the Shulchan sufficient time, so therefore there's no way that it can become Kodesh. That is Shulchan because it's Bizman. Therefore, we don't have a problem for our Mishnah. Avodah Ravim is still correct and everything works out just fine. So therefore, Kasavra Haitana, Laila and Mechuzer Zman. But the Yomim, before it becomes Roy, that's of course that's Mechuzer Zman. Wait a minute. That's all very nice until you get up to the night before the Shabbos morning. You see, because here, Kimati Laila de Veshimshi, Likadesh, Velipasel. I mean, what should happen over here? You think Loyal is not called Mechutzer Zman. So then what happens is, and the night of the second weekend, at that point, if Loyal is not Mechutzer Zman, so then by the time the morning comes around, it becomes Nivsa Belina, because the Shulchan was already Mekadesh. I mean, after all, it's been around here for a long time, more than the requisite 7 days. 8 days if you want to include the next Shabbos. It's been here for 12 days already. So by that time, what's the problem? You're saying, well, it's not going to become Nifshah Belina. Why would it become Nifshah Belina? After all, Avod Rebavim says that it's not we always said that a Bechus is mine can't be Kodesh Bekli. But now the problem is, Avod Rebavim pointed out that if it's not this a different day and it's only the night before, which on the second Shabbat, Leil Shabbos is the night before, can I be makriv the kaimetz in the nighttime? Of course not. So when am I going to be makriv it in the morning? Oh, but you see, it was already kodesh b'kli b'layla. So now it's nifsal b'lina. So then we got a serious problem anyway with the mission. Says Rava, well, that's true. I'll tell you, the only way to work this is that in a case like this, where you had the lechem put on the table in the wrong time, what you do is you have to take it off of the table so that it shouldn't become kaddish early, and then you put it back on. So that way, if you put it back on, now, by the time the next Shabbos comes out, it's going to be mechutzer zman until the morning, and then it will only be roy to become kaddish in the morning. That's what you'll have to do. So b'shikata misilek, you're going to have to put it back on in the morning of that first Shabbos. So when the second Shabbos comes around, you now have it precisely the time that it was b'kodesh. How that works out. Ravashi yama, nah, you don't need that at all. Because what's your problem? Your problem is that it was put on the lechem on Sunday, put on the shulchan on the previous Sunday, right? So you're saying, but the previous Sunday is going to be now 7 days of the next Shabbos. Yeah, but the previous Sunday, you see, was done by a monkey. It wasn't done by a human. In other words, there needs to be a halachic putting it on the table. Not a robot comes, puts it down on the table. I mean, what is that nageya? There's no putting it down. Putting it down is also defined. So it has, what is able to put it in a position where it will become Mekodesh Bekli when it's right to be Mekodesh Bekli? A, correct putting it into the Kli, or putting it on the Kli in this case, on the Shulchan. But since over here was done Shaloka Mitzvato, you don't need to be Kana Vesilek. Afilo Tema B'Shaloka Vesilek. Kiva Desidro Shaloka Mitzvato. You put it on after Shabbos. Nasi Kimish Sidro Akof. You might as well have a monkey do it. You're going to tell me, a monkey puts it down, now it'll become Kodesh Bizmano. What do you think? The Kodesh Bizmano is automatic. It didn't require that there should be an act that ultimately culminated in a Kiddush Kli. So obviously you need a human to do that act. So if you need a human to do that act, why doesn't that act have the classical halachic definitions for all its parameters, including the Zman, in which it's proper to do that act? Doing an act of Zman is exactly the same as doing the act without a mind. And therefore, there never was the original Sima that could be Mekadesh, Shalom Izman. That only happens on the next Shabbos.
Our dear President, we missed the first one.
Dr. Helika Mishnah.
Shtei Halechem. If you take a look now at the amount of time that passes between the preparation of these baked goods, such as the Shtei Halechem, and the lechem ha'panim, till their actual consumption, it turns out that the shtei halechem is going to be at least 2 days old before you eat it. It doesn't really mean 2 days old, it means on the second day following its baking. So, ein pachot mishnayim, but it can't be longer than 3 days by the time you get to it, because look, in a normal shivuot, you're going to bake it erev yontov. Remember that it's not doch in yontov itself, because whatever can be done earlier, koma lacha shefshar shteaseh lifnei HaShabbat, is done lifnei HaShabbat. Here you'll say, but wait a minute, why can't it actually be done on Yom Tov as well? Over here, Tzarech Gavoa is not included, as we're going to see. When the Torah says you can do anything on Yom Tov, it's lachem, do anything for you. But things that are needed to be done for the Beit HaMikdash, or others darshan lachem velo la'akum, as we'll see, that cannot be done on Yom Tov. So you bake it Erev Yantiv, and then the next day you eat it. That's the second day. So there's the Zechel B'Yom Tov. Suppose, however, that Erev Yantiv was Shabbos, so Shavuos is Chal Achara Shabbat, it's not going to be Docha Shabbos to bake it. You'll have to bake it Erev Shabbos. That's now already Erev Erev. Erev Erev means you're going to eat it on the third day. That's called Ne'echel L'Shosha. And when it comes to the Lechem HaPanim, there Eina Ne'echelin Pachot Mitisha, it's a minimum, the ninth day from baking. And it can get as late as the 11th day. How is that? Ketzar. So a typical Shabbat, you bake the Lechem Erev Shabbos because of the Kol Melacha She'efshar, She'teyaseh Lifnei HaShabbat, not Docha Shabbos. And then it would be eaten a week later on the next Shabbat, which is the ninth day. Suppose Erev Shabbat that year was a Yontav. So Chal Yom Tov Liyot Erev Shabbat. So then it would be the tenth day. Suppose that year it turned out that Rosh Hashanah was Thursday and Friday. So you had Shnei Yamim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. So then the Lechem HaPanim was eaten on the 11th day because you had to bake it on Erev Rosh Hashanah. No problem eating it, but it's the 11th day. Because you ate it, didn't make it the time go backwards. We're not waiting to eat it. We're not waiting for a moment to eat it. Matter of fact, we're really hungry. Problem is, it's getting older and older because we baked it a day before, too. Always. Just like your lechem aponim on your shulchan with the braids, your wife is matricha and makes her lechem aponim a simon of the shtei marachot, the two challahs with the six braids in each one. It's a major issue. The inner docha, now that baking is not docha, lo ata Shabbat, lo ata Yom Tov. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Shimon ben Azgan, not true. It is docha Yom Tov. Now what the machloket here is dependent on is whether to learn that the malacha for nefesh shulavado yaseh lachem is lachem, does it mean velo legavoa, or does it mean lachem velo lenochrim? Okay, but lemaisi he holds that since you're allowed to bake on yantiv, see, even though this is baking for hekdesh, that's included in yaseh lachem. So he says it is Docha Yontav, it's just not Docha Shabbos, obviously, and it's not Docha Yom HaKippurim either. So if Yom Kippur would come out on Erev Shabbat, so then it wouldn't be Docha. Obviously, in the case where the Shnei Yom Yitov of Rosh Hashanah came out, the second Shabbos is Yom Kippur, so you couldn't really eat it. You couldn't really eat it on Yom Kippur, right? You'd have to eat it that night. But, so why do we, so then that night's the next day. So when Tosef says, so why don't we call it now 12 days? Because by Kochim, as we're not saying, by Kochim, the day follows, the night follows the day. So maybe it's still Ne'echal maximum to Akadasa. Omer Avina. L'divrei ha'omer, l'darim v'tadavot, in krevim b'yom tov. You know that there's a big machlokas whether you're allowed to bring a carbon during Yom Tov. And of course, Lamai said this would be Nageya, the same issue as in our Mishnah. If the Lachem includes doing things that are for the Beis HaMikdash, you ought to be able to bring your personal Karbonos on Yom Tov, even though it's for the Tzorach Gavoa. So if you hold that you cannot do that, you might make the mistake of thinking that it's Gzeira D'Rabbanan. And the question is whether the Rabbanan were Gozrim, that people shouldn't hold up their karbonos the whole year till they come in for yontif. So therefore, they made a takona. No, you're not going to be able to bring your karbonos yontif anyway. You might as well come in earlier and take care of it. Don't think that. If you hold the chain craving of yontif, don't think lotima b'diorita. Really, it was bichsachos. It was okay. It was only gzera derabbanan who the gozer shelo yishah in order not to put off the akrova. We see from this Mishnah that midiraita nami lo chazam. I mean, the shtei alechem would certainly make gzera about the shtei alechem. The shtei alechem is the chovat hayom. And what are you going to say, Shema Yishe? There is no other day. Today's the day. We're going to put off bringing the Shnei Alecha. Nonetheless, it says, Lokat v'katani ena docholot ha-shabbat v'lot yom tov. So clearly, we're dealing with a problem that's a dioraita. Hadra lach shtei halechem. Now we get to the issue of psulim in things other than animals. In Zvachim, we talked about all of the various issues of Pinyan Lekabi Balimumin and Erech, and we're going to talk about Hamada Varocha, which we mentioned only briefly when it came to the Dinim of Inyan in Zvachim. And what's interesting is that the way the Torah phrases the introduction to the Dinim of a Balimum is that it says, Im kol be'ema teme'a, asher lo yakrivu mimeno korban la'ashem, ve'emid et ha'be'ema lifnei ha'kohen, ve'arich ha'kohen ota, and kerkech ha'kohen ken yiyeh. Now, even though it sounds like we're talking about a be'ema teme'a, the Gemara later on is going to prove that it doesn't mean it. It really means a balad mum. And then we have special dinim. You need ve'emid, which means it has to be able to stand, it has to be alive, it has to be healthy. Stands in front of the kohen. We do the haracha, and then we have the special dinim, what to pay, and whether the owner has to add, and if he's using it, what tzrachim can he do with it? You're not allowed to use it for working, you're not allowed to use it for its shearing. But those are all dinim that were said in terms of im ko behemat me'a. So din specifically in animals. What would be the din if something goes wrong with a thing that isn't animal? So let's say you have a carbon mincha, a carbon etzim, or how about even an oath? Where there's no din omnam of balat mum with an oath, but there is a din of mechusar eiver when it comes to ofot. And we've been talking about cases where we said yetzula betas refa, didn't we just say that? And then we got into this whole thing, not only yetzula betas refa in this case, but yetzula betas refa would be a mincha. Well, believe it or not, as is usually the case, it just so happened that the closing of the previous parak, which had nothing to do with Yetzir Beit Rifa, is the opening of the next parak in the Mishnah. And we've pointed out that's part of the general hidden organization of the Gemaras, that they always introduce issues earlier as we're getting closer, but use an excuse so they introduce it. Obviously, it's more than an excuse, but that's superstructure. So now, when it comes to the Menachot, Nesachim, and other issues that will continue as we go, if they were Nitma'u, so then, if there wasn't a Kedushat HaGuf on them, there's only Kedushat Damim, Richie, there's never a problem when it comes to money. It's Kedushat Damim. That's a universal. You can exchange money for money. It doesn't matter whether the money takes the shape of a diamond, takes the shape of a fancy watch, takes the shape of a fur, takes the shape of a strimel, or takes the shape of ash. It's just money. It's just money, Richie. Repeat. It's just money, Richie. We do need a donation.
I understand.
You're wondering where we were
going with this.
So therefore, you could, as long as it's not Kedushas HaGuf, there's no problem. Yesh lem pidyon. Problem, of course, is, if there's no Kedushas HaGuf, why do they have to be Shenitmu? They don't have to be Shenitmu. You should be able, if something only has Kedushas Damin, there should be no problem bichlal of being poda. And in fact, the Gemara is going to explain that this Nitmu is there only because of the next part of Mishnah. Really, you could be paid as something that's Kedushat Damim on a whim. You do not need any tool in it whatsoever. Once it was Kitchubigli, Elam Pidyon, and that's true even if Nitbu. That's why we spoke about Nitbu. In other words, there's no extension of the din of a Baal Mum on something that's not a Behemah. You say, but in terms of itself, remember we had all the question that we had before about Rabbi Yochanan and Rabba, is it considered to be that you're over on the issue of bringing a Baal Mum if it's something that is possible for it, like a wormy piece of wood? Is that the equivalent of a Baal Mum? Legabi the issue. Here, when it comes to the question of whether Yeshlam Pidyon, there is no Pidyon on what you might think would be called a balmun, unless it's an actual behemoth. Ha'ofot, ha'itzim, halavona, v'kli sharet. Look, it doesn't matter. There is no way to be poda these things. And therefore, we don't need this word, shenitimu. No matter what happens to them, ein le'pidyon, she'lo nemar pidyon, ela b'veima, and we do not use the word b'veima, t'me'a, to say, obviously, it doesn't really mean it t'me'a, so maybe tuma would be the equivalent of a mum. That is not the meaning of the pasuk. We're going to examine tomorrow why that's the case. Omer Shmuel, look, it says in the beginning of the Mishnah, ha'merachot v'nesachim shenitma'u. But why would you need shenitma'u? If the point over here is kedushat damim, afilo hin ta'orim niftim. Obviously, you could be poda et. I mean, let's use our brains over here. Because, I mean, look, the only reason you could be poda is my time. Because kol kamde lokachi bekli, so long as it hasn't gone through something that gave it kedushat aguf. So it's kedushat damim. Kedushat damim, by definition, is always niftin. Wait a minute. So then why did the Mishnah say nitmu Shmuel? For nitmu katnan. What? Then I forgot to load down. I'm asking you to use your brains, dude. So if the Mishnah says nitmu, and it makes no sense to say nitmu, let's come to understand. Why did it say nitmu? You don't need nitmu for that opening statement. But since the next line wants to bring out the din, the kaboy bit the sefer, mi shekitcher bekli ein lam pidyon. So you should understand that's true even if nitmu ein lam pidyon, they'll never have a pidyon. Once they get kedushas aguf, there's no equivalent to a balmum, no matter what. Tuma, worms, whatever it is. There are vila nitmu namilo. We introduce this Mishnah with the idea of a psul, but you don't even need a psul. Tananami reisha shenitmu. We want to talk about what the din was atchua kitchubikli. I don't understand, says the Mishnah, but it says the Gemara. Isn't it obvious? This is a trivial halacha. Atchua lo kitchubikli. But, of course, I mean, oh, kitchubikli not. I mean, pshita. How would I think that kedushat aguf should possibly be pidyonable? Where do we find a pidyon with kedushat aguf? I'm only this special halacha v'amorav aracha by a behemah, but you can't arbitrarily take the kedushas aguf and, well, where's the kedusha going to go? How does kedushas aguf disappear into a coin? Even in those cases where the Torah gave us halacha pidyon, it never really takes off the kedusha entirely. It's aser begizah ve'avodah. And putting us akachim lachim leklovim, you can only eat it, and so on and so forth. I mean, so why would I have thought that I could just, because I don't have any use for it, so now I can be paid it, if it has kedusha aguf, why would I think that? I'll tell you, says the Gemara. There's a very good reason to think that. Because, you see, Sarka Daita Chamina, Oyel Uba'amum Ikre Hamei. Look, for some reason, the Torah chooses to refer to Uba'amum as Ve'im Ko Be'imat Me'ah. What are you talking about, Be'imat Me'ah? It's not a Teme'ah. It's a borrowed term. Teme'ah in the sense of being just as good as if it were Tomei, and you can't use something Tomei on the Mizbe'ah. Oh! But that immediately tells me, wait a minute, you can't use something Tomei on the Mizbe'ah. In other words, what you're saying is that Tum'ah is the equivalent of a Balmum. That's what you said?
Disqualified.
Disqualified? If over here it's Tomei, why is that disqualified? And I have no way to make a Mincha Torah again. So if it's Tomei, I should be able to be paid it. And that's good for what the Torah is coming to teach me by using the strange word Be'imat Tomei'ah instead of simply telling me Im Nafal Balmum. So I should learn from there that there is a parallel to other issues where it's Nifsal. And Hola Balmum Ikre Tomei, so that implies also the inverse, that a Tomei Namik Balmum Dami. In which case, Avagav the Kodesh Kedushat Aguf, it's no different than a Be'imah that has Kedushat Aguf, because as it was Tomim, Kedushat Aguf was Chal on it with the Hegdash, and since it was in the hands of the Mizbeach doesn't let go. Sikinofa Be'imum, it should also be Mifrak. Nonetheless, we know a Be'imah that had Kedushat Aguf is Mifrak, so I know I'm in Mifrak. Let us also be poreik, that is to say, yukum purkan. Purkan means pidyon. So let there be now a way out of our problem. So mashma, therefore, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that this is not the case. That closing line is the purpose of the entire introduction of the Mishnah. That the Torah was not ki hai tame akre rachman le balmum. The Torah was not referring to balmum as tame in the sense of literal tum'ah as a psul for the mizbeach, and that in fact mimikli sharet lo ashkechan de bar mifrik. We never find that it is possible pidyon even on a behema. Let me ask you something. If you already did shchit on the behema, so that was Kodesh Kedusha's kli, because the sakin is Makadish. Can you be paid a behema after shchita? Never. In other words, the only place that we find the din of pidyon is where a kli didn't affect it. Once a kli affects it, there's never any din of pidyon. Therefore, I cannot assume that the word tameh is meant to broaden the din of a pidyon into a piece of meat. It's clear that we need Amor of Aroch, and a piece of meat wouldn't be included. So by the same token, if we're looking at this as our model, if it's Odeh Kedush Zdomim, so Bechlal is no problem. I don't even need that it to be Tameh. If it's Kodesh Kedush Zaguf, it's only because it became Kodesh Bekli. If it became Kodesh Bekli, where did the Torah ever say there's a Pidyon? So Lamaisa, you're locked out of Pidyon here, B'mon of Shach. Either you don't need it, or you can't have it. Well, you say that the Torah calls a balmum a tame. Where is that? Balmum hecha ikra tame. The Tanya. The Torah says, points out the Braita, the Torah says, v'imko behema tame'ah asher lo yakrivu mimenu korban la'ashem. I tell you that that is talking about b'balei mumim, that the Torah is teaching you here that they can be nifdim. That's what the Pesuk Medaber. Says you? I mean, why can't I, as a naive reader, read it as saying exactly what it's saying? Maybe it means a beimat me'amabash. Somebody brings a horse to the mizbeach. So then you can be paid it. I mean, how do you know that if it's a kosher animal, that it's possible that it should be yotze midei mizbeach? Well, you see, because I have an entirely different sugya when it comes to an animal that bechlal isn't kosher for the mizbeach. And there's no din of hamada, hamido, if they are going and so on. There it is beferish. Ve'im ba'beimat me'ah, upada be'erkecha, ve'yosef chamishito alav. That's part of the whole subsequent halachas that appear about Erechin and about Domim and about fields and animals and so on. Those are the kinds of animals that are not right, let me say. So that's talking about truly a behemah tmeya. That's a re behemah tmeya amura. So therefore, when it says ve'im kol behemah tmeya, obviously it wasn't referred to that specific sugya of a literal behemah tmeya. That's got to be talking about balei mumin, shi'padu, akatuv bedaber. Now you might think if we can be poda, so it means if it's currently unusable, yocho yipadu amum over, and even though I can wait a week and it'll be healed, but now I should be able to take advantage of the time and be poded. Tambud lomar im kobe matmea asher lo yakrivu ever in the future asher lo yakrivu vimena korban lachem mish einakreva. Kolikar, it can't be brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. Yatzta zo, she'ina kreva hayom, but it is kreva lamachar. So therefore, we now know that we're referring specifically to animals, and we're referring to animals that are completely dochui, physically beyond HaMizbeach, not that they are the wrong species. Siderat alechem b'shabbat, v'ta b'zichin l'achar shabbat, v'tirat b'zichin b'shabbat, pasul. In chayavin aleihem mishum pigol notar v'tameh, because of the fact that it's pasul. Siderat alechem ve'et ha-bezichin b'shabbat v'ktirat ha-bezichin l'achar shabbat, either first or second. So either it's always going to be pasul, either be pasul because of chutz v'zman, or be pasul because of lina. In chayavin aleihem mishum pigol notar v'tameh, again, same reason. Sidera talechem veata bezikin lachar Shabbat viktirta bezikin b'Shabbat psula keitzad yaaseh yanichen al Shabbat haba'a shafilo yal shulchan yamim rabim ein bekach klum. Tznan hab amar lahem ha'memune tzur uim higi hazman ha'shkita im higi ha'ra'o omer barkai matatya ben Shmuel omer heir b'nei kol ha'mizrach ad she'b'Hebron omer hey lo mehutzku l'kach שפעם אחת עלה מאור הלבנה ודימו שעיר מזרח. שוחטו את התמיד ואוציאו לבית השריפה. והורידו גויינגל לבית התפילה on יום כיפור, אביזיזו two different days. זה הכלל היה במקדש, כל המסכת רגליו טעון תפילה בפור עבודה, וכל המת יומיים טעון קרישתיים רגליים. תניע גודל רבי שקיפה, ואין לא זו בלבד, אפילו עולה תופרינים לקו בלילה, מנחה שנקבצה בלילה, תצא לבית השריפה, זה בשלמה עולת העוף, פשוט לא אפשר ליד דורה. ואת מנחה, why isn't it אפשר למהדר קיימת סדוכת, and do it correctly, במדי טעם. הוא תוני לו והוא אומר לה, from here you will have to say that כלי שרת המקדש שלו בזמן. מתה. כל הקורא ביום, קדש ביום, בלילה, קדש בלילה, בין ביום, בין בלילה, קדש בין ביום, בין בלילה, כל הקורא ביום, קדש ביום, doesn't that say to you very clearly ביום? Beyomim belayla lo. So how could you say that it's kodesh anyway? Shalom bezmano. No, it means it's not kodesh likarev, but it's kodesh lipasel. All right, now we have that in place. What are we going to do with our mishnah? Motiv rebizir. Siderat alechem et abizichin akar haShabbat. Yikdir abizichin mishabbat psula. What should you do? Very simple. Inichad haShabbat haba'a. Fila shulchan yamim rabim. Ein bekach klum. Why ein bekach klum? According to what Avodah Ravin just proved, is agadayat haklisharet hamekachu shelo bezmano, it should be kodesh to be nifsal belina, really pasel. Omar Rabba, very good point. Manda kamotiv shapa kamotiv. On the other hand, remember that Avodah Ravin was quoting a Mishnah and not stam talking. So clearly, kazavar haitana laila ein mechuzer zman must be that time, the night before, is not mechuzer zman, but yamim, such as over here, the lechem isn't yet ready. That's called mechuzer zman. Even so, says the Gemara, so kimoti laila ad beishim sheli kadesh. Look, the second Shabbat, it's already going to be posabolina. Live so that, because that night it's already the night before. Oh my Rava, look, it's got to be talking about that indeed you took it off the night before, put it back on in the day, and that's how it's kosher for the next Shabbos, the third, in other words, the 12 days later. Rava Hashem, no, what do you need to do that for? Filo tevim shokot ha-mesila, given the sidroh shalokim mitzvato. So the same thing is, kemosh sidroh ha-kof. The kof is beside the lechem, it's certainly not going to become Mekudesh Lipasobalina. Shtei Alechem Necholot, at least it's the second day, never more than the third day. Ketza, Nefot on a standard Erev Shavuos, so then there are Necholot on Yom Tov, which is the second day. Cha Yom Tov Liot Achar Shabbat, so then you have to bake it Erev Shabbos, that is Necholot Lishlosha. Alechem Aponim is a Necha Pachot Mitisha, it's the norm. On the regular Erev Shabbos, then the next day is the second day, and the next Shabbos is the ninth day, 7 days later. And I couldn't cook it, I couldn't bake it on Erev Shabbos, I had to bake it on the day before, so now it's Nechal La'asara. And suppose 2 days before Shabbos was Rosh Hashanah, and now I can't bake it on those 2 days. I have to break it Erev Rosh Hashanah. So now it's Nechal for Achanasa. Ein Adoch Alot HaShabbat V'Ot Yom Tov. Because Lachem is not a good Lagavo. Reb Shimei Ben Liel Amen Reb Shimei Ben Azgan Doched Yom Tov. But it's not Doched Yom HaKippur. Om Revina, I just want you to note from this Mishnah that the Divrei Omer Yadorim and the Tavot Ein Kreven B'Yontov, it's not a Gezerim. Really, is that a problem? We're gozer because we don't want people keeping their karbonos after the zman, waiting to bring it up. The truth is, because over here, obviously, there's no room. What are we going to make a takana, a gezerah, because they'll bring the shtei alechem. When are they going to bring it exactly? On Tisha B'Av. I mean, it's the only day to bring it. So it's the Kovat Hayom. Like Al Meimer Shami Yisheh. Nonetheless, it says the Ina Dor Kolot the Shabbat Vlod Yom Tov. Hadron Alok Shtei Alechem. Ham Min Akot Vanesachim Shnit Muad Shlo Kichubekli Yesh Lem Pidyon. Mi Yishe Kichubekli Eilem Pidyon Alfot Haitzim Alavona Ukoi Sharet. Mi Yishe Nitibu Eilem Pidyon Shilone, or take out the word Mi Yishe Nitibu, even Nitibu Eilem Pidyon. Lo Nemar Pidyon Elabivema. Omer Shmuel Afilo Hin Tahorin in the Reisha. They would be niftin. Because look, I mean, it doesn't make sense any other way. Because my timer, the bottom line that you could be paid is because kol kamedol kachu bikli, you're left with only kedushat damim. And kedushat damim, you can always do whatever you want. You can be paid it, sell it, whatever. So why does the Mishnah say nitmu? What then? I've got lo nitmu. The point is that either kabayim mit the sefer, that mishah kachu bikli ainlam pidyon over there. I want to make it very clear we're talking about. Even if they were nitmu, this accounts for the confusion in the girsa. So therefore, we say nitmu in the reisha as well. Tanim reisha shenitmu. But I mean, actual kichubakli only, but kichubakli not. I mean, isn't that all obvious? It's kedushat haguf dinu. Ah, it's not obvious. You see, it's sakadat kamina hayol ubal mum. The Torah calls it for some strange reason imkobe matmeya. So it's kikrit tame. So then it works in both directions. If a behemat balat mum is called Tomei, then it should work in the other direction. The Tomei is also called the Balad Mum, right? And which means that Avagav, the Kaddish Kedushat Aguf, if Nafa Ba Muma, the Behema is Mifra, so then it should work over here also. That whatever's included in that din, something Tomei, let's say, should also be Nifra. Kamashmo, that's not the point. Lafke, I Tomei Kayarachon of the Balad Mum. How do I know that? Because look, even the Behema itself, once it was Kaddish with Klishore, is it also wouldn't be Shaykh the Pidyon. So because Shor is lo Ashkan to be Frikin. So therefore that's not what it means. So a Balmum, where do we see that it's really called a Tamei D'Tanya? The Imko Behemat Tmeya Asher lo Yakrivu Mimeno Korban LaHashem. I'm telling you Bebali Mumin Shedev Dina Katu Medaber. You're telling me, who are you? Atalmer Bebali Mumin Shepadu. Maybe it means exactly what it says. Behemat Tmeya Mamash. Well, if you'd read the whole thing, you'd see it's not true. That's where we're talking about. That special thing is that Balmum can be niftaka to benaber. And you might think if that's the case that any state of mum is called tame, just like tame. I mean, a tame isn't necessarily a permanent state. So maybe Yipadu al Timum over. No, Tamad Omer, Asher lo Yakrivu Mimeno Korban Hashem ever. Mishena Kreva Hashem Kolika. Yatzta Zo, Sheina Kreva Hayom, Ukreva Lemachar.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
There are very fun. We're holding on that kuf from an olive with the two dots at the top of the page. Chol Yom HaKippurim Liyash B'Shabbat. So the question is, what do we do with the Soyer Shol Yom HaKippurim if it can't be eaten? We brought this in Agav, where we were discussing now all of the combinations. We're going to be discussing even further combinations of what happens. First we start off with what's considered to be tamid, then when would the lechem be eaten if they can't eat after Shabbos, Yom Kippur. And then the Shabbos, what about the opposite situation? The Seder Shel Yom HaKippurim can't be eaten on Yom HaKippurim. And if the next day is Shabbos, then it can't be prepared to eat because you can't cook it. It's Shabbos. So what are you going to do? So the Mishnah said, you give it to the Bavliim. Bavliim, they eat things raw. You know? So, Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Rabbi Yochanan, it's not really to the Bavliim. The fact is, people like that are actually from Alexandria. Hello, Alexandrian him. Tokis Sonim at the Bavlin, because in Eretz Yisrael they hated Bavlin. since the people from Bavo weren't Ela with Ezra, and Rish Lakish blamed them, he refused to shake hands with anybody from Bavo, because he says it's because of them that the Beis Hamikdash was Charos, and they never came up the way they should have. If they'd come up everybody together, there wouldn't have been another Korban. Anyway, so they hate Bavlim. So Karma Tabashim Bavlim, that's why they call them Bavlim, but they're not really Bavlim.
It's amazing that they're all the way in
Israel,
and they're all the way in the
Bible. Amala Rebuda, Rebuda, was from Bavel, said, oh. Oh, I thought there was a problem with the Bible. Now it's so much better. You mean they just hate us? I can handle it. Yeah. So it's a new Arbat Chashi, not a Dati. Zakai Lekamish. Sidera Dalechem Bishava, Svetam Bezichem Liachra Shabbos. So now, until now, we were talking about where everything was Nistaki Okasai. The problem was only when it was that we would be able to eat. Because it was a Yom Kippur. But there's other situations where you get into a problem of not having a Heter Akila because the Lechem wasn't on the Shulchan long enough. Or the Bezichem weren't on the Shulchan long enough. So there you have a problem of Chusisma. Because the din is it has to be Mishabbos for Shabbos. So suppose you were Misada the Lechem on Shabbos, but the Bezichem were not put together on the Shulchan on Shabbos. You put them instead, let's say, on Sunday. So then when you're makdeh the bezich and the Shabbos, and the next Shabbos, you're going, you're makdeh the bezich and the mechusisman, because they weren't 7 days on the shulchan. There's nothing to do now. And therefore, the whole thing is going to be possible, because the lechem became kodesh because it was bismana, and it was there for 7 days. You can't let it sit around, because once it was kosher, once it was kodesh b'kli, the kach was on the shulchan, it will become possible lina, as we'll see in the Gemara. Mashenken and the Bezichem, there's nothing to do about it. You already marked it and saying Malasot.
Why do we need 7 days for Bezichem? I mean, usually we have 7 days, but why do we say that's marked?
But that's the way that the Torah calls it Roi Vilhat Torah. Otherwise,
who would know that that's market? That's not even market the usual way. Who would say that there's any Haftarah on 7 days? Maybe it's not the usual way.
But that's
and if you have it, if you come to the
only
day,
time,
6 days will be fine.
You're right, but I mean, to tell you the honest truth, I don't know.
Okay.
But I mean, we don't know that about the Lechem either. Not only about the Bezichem. In other words, we apparently have taken for granted that the only tzura of the mitzvah that we know defines the zman of it, because otherwise the whole thing is very strange. I mean, whoever heard of something that the Shiva Siyamim, that's when it becomes kosher, because it should become mitzvah immediately, usually. So in other words, apparently we understand that's the moment that it's shayach to be usable. Less than that, it's not shayach. The mail it is in kodesh until then, so it must be a problem because it's not. I think it's just a svara. I never saw anywhere a discussion of that.
So
then it's not yet ready. Yeah. Okay, so you can't bring the mechuzis man, and the melee it becomes possible. There's nothing to do for it anymore. But since it's possible, in chayavam le'mishum pigo, look, there's no hikir, the matik in mitzvasa. So there's never been a pigo unless things were done with a real matir. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to be matir, the levena, almanats, whatever. Lechol alechem lamocha. What's the difference? It's not a kosher matir. It will not be chayav for Nisa because it was never Roi L'Akila. Something as a Roi L'Akila can't become chayav for Nisa. Nor would you be chayav for Tomei if you eat it to Masaguf because only Andi Jilatayrim is chayav Shum Tomei. And over here, it was never Huter Latayrim. It's in the Nela. It's Tom. It's possible. See there at Talakim and Tabazikim Shabbat. Suppose that you did put it on the Shulchan. The kashrus. And then you went ahead and you were marked the bezichem the after Shabbos. Now, the kol after Shabbos had to mean either the first Shabbos, the way Rashi learns, or the way other Rishonim learned the second Shabbos. Is that after the first Shabbos you brought the bezichem and it was possible also for Chutzisman? If you brought it after the second Shabbos, it was possible also for Leah. As always, it was Kaddish B'Kli, it was right to bring that day, where now you can't use it anymore. So, in that case, once again, it's possible. And there's nothing to do for it. There's no way now that you can be machshir. Memela, you won't be chayev. We should be go nice with Tommy. Either. Suppose you set them up on Sunday, and then you're makir b'zichon on Shabbos. It's also possible. If you're going to be makir b'zichon, as b'chus is mine. So then, obviously, nothing is going to be roy. So what should you do? In that case, you do have an eitzim. Ketzav Yaseh, I mean, you can't bring it now on Shabbos, you wait another week. Yenechenu l'Shabbat Haba'ah. Because the truth is that it only becomes Roy Likadesh now at the correct time. So there won't be any Lina. And therefore, Shafilu Yala Shulchan Yamim Rabim, even if it was on the Shulchan many days, now this Lashon of Shafilu Yala Shulchan Yamim Rabim is very, very strange. That the implication of the language is that as long as it's Al Rosh Hashanah Shulchan, so to speak, it's like Al Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, where they born, it won't become Nifsal, which is clearly not the case, because, I mean, we discussed the Psul Lina, basically, in the previous case, and we'll see if the Gemara will analyze it. The Tosis, about 10 days ago, discussed this. The Gemara quoted it over there. Shafilu Ayon Shulchan Yamim Rabim Ein B'Kach Hum, but Ein B'Kach Hum is not true. And it's even worse because the Gemara elsewhere was talking about in Chochim whether we can learn out Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach from the Shulchan. Do we say that since by the Shulchan it says Ein B'Kach Klum, so that on Mizbeach also would be Ein B'Kach Klum? So this is what he means. It's not because there's no din of Lina, it's because it wasn't a Kudik. But so you're comparing two things that have absolutely nothing to do with each other. The two sugyas seem to make mamish no sense. And Joseph says something very strange over there, without explaining himself. And he says the diet in the Gemara over there is based on the language. Because that language is insupportable by the idea of Lina. That's not the problem. Ein B'Kach Klum is telling you something else. Whatever it's telling you, says Tosis, this is what the Gemara is based on, the guy that defended the Mizbeach. Nonetheless, it clearly is not a sufficient time to deal with our sugya of the pagam in the lechem, because there will be a problem of lina anyway.
When did the lina start?
After the 7 days. Right. So, because that we'll see from the Gemara. I mean, from the Mishnah it's not clear. From the Gemara it becomes absolutely clear that the whole thing is predicated on that the klisharis is not mekadesh if it's not roi, if it's not bismane. In the mail, there won't be a problem with Lina, because the Kedush is only Chal B'Zman. So, he doesn't explain, he says, the Dik is from the words, but Al Korvach Eino Tam Gomor, whatever that means, because of the Sugya of Yer. Okay, so it's a very fascinating Sugya.
There's something that doesn't take the Lina.
Well, yes, but the whole point is that over there it's talking about Lina by the Russian
government.
Something that would be Nagan and Mizbeach completely, but it is the time going on the Gavir Shulchan. So you have to analyze the elements of the two Kedushas. Okay, so it's not awesome. I mean, look, it's easy to see the direction, I mean, but it requires a properly done Hagdara, but the direction is clear. The Shulchan is Makadesh in the sense that it's the Mokra of the Kedusha of it, and therefore over here the issue is did it give it its Kedusha? The question of Lina Lagabit and Mizbeach doesn't give Kedusha. I mean, there's an Indian of Mizbeach, Makadesh is a royal, but over there the Shechita itself was sufficient now to give it its. It has the same thing of Kedusha's Aguf. There's no specific relationship to the Mizbeach. In which case, the question is, the presence on the Mizbeach is Bedavka going to be Negea preventing Lina, not creating Lina by the Shulchan? The Shulchan is what gives it the condition to become Nifs of Lina. So, but as I say, it's not, you can see a direction, but you need to work out the meaning. Slan Asam, Opalama Mamuna, Tzu'ura Uim Igia as Man HaShvita. So we know that we have the story in Yuma, that the Mamuna would go up. See if the Zman HaShechita is here already in the year, if it was already light, so the lookout would say, Arole Omer Barkai, and Matatya Ben Shmuel Omer, he was the Mamuna Al HaPayasais, so he would say, is it here, Pnei Kolam Mizra, Gatsh B'Chevra, it's not focused on how to read this, but who's saying what exactly. But this was said in order to be Matatya, and he says Hain, and there too the Gemara says, who says Hain exactly? Well, Lama, who's the Kulakak? Why do they make such a big deal of Hair Pnei Kolam Mizrach? Because Baham Achat Alam Or Alavana, the Dimu Sheir Mizrach, they once thought that the moon was already sunrise, and Shokrat Atamid, Vyotiyu Lebet HaSeifah, they shekta the tamid, and then it became nifsa, and they had to send it out to the Beit HaSreifa. Lo'avinu kohen gadol le'Beit HaTfila. There the Gemara says basically this is going back now to the Seder HaMishnah on Yuma, as opposed to the everyday Yuma that we just discussed. And the klal over there was that anybody who used the bathroom would require tefillah, and if he just urinated, then he would require kiddushadayim v'raglayim. Now, comes along Avuah d'Rabavim and adds, based on the price, and suddenly Avuah d'Rabavim, lo zu bilvad amru, ela afilu, ola sa'ov shinim l'kabalayla. This isn't the only case where, because over here we understand that the tzul is because of biyom zivkachem. So if it's not biyom zivkachem, then it becomes fossil. But you might think that by a place where it doesn't say biyom zivkachem, so it's not a tzul, if it was nishkat balayla, we still do the avayda biyom. No. Even an ela sa'ev shenim l'ka balayla, or for that matter a mincha shenik mitzah balayla, te'tele beit ha'sreifa. Now the ola sa'ev, I understand, it's very hard to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So Mimela, okay, we'll have to send it out to the Beit HaSreifa. We don't know how to run thermodynamics here backwards. But a mincha? I mean, why Epshalad Adura comes and Zufte? Why can't we send the Kometz back into the mincha? Start over again. What exactly became Potso? The Kometz be a moment. Go do now the meets in the daytime. You'll be Makayim beyond Tzavos, right? And everything is fine. And so he said the Braisa and explained the Tam. This proves that Klei Sharet Mekadshim Shelo Bizmanon, so that even though you were only putting in the Klei Sharet with the thought that it was daytime, and it's not really Roy yet to be a Mincha, nonetheless the Klei Sharet is Mekadosh, it became possible the moment sunrise came, and that's why it has to be burnt. Now, of course, that raises havoc for the issues of our Mishnah. So first, the Gemara asks on the Avuah d'Rabavim. Of course, he has a bride, so we're going to have to handle the bride, so that we'll deal with later. But first, we ask him from the Klal. Mesa. Kol ha'karev b'yayim, kadosh b'yayim. B'layla, kadosh b'layla. Bein b'yayim, b'yayim b'layla, kadosh bein b'yayim, u'bein b'layla. Karev. Kol ha'karev b'yayim, kadosh b'yayim. Means what to you? I understand what does the Mishnah say? B'yom shim b'layla lo. I understand. How can you say that it's kadosh b'shor b'zmanon? No. It says Abu Dhabi. It means it's eno kadosh in terms of being roy to be korei, but certainly it's kadosh lipasel. So to be pasel belina, that yes. Since it's not its man, you can't give it the necessary kedusha that's required for its akrona. But, and that's all the Mishnah was referring to here, but the Braisa was telling me that once it's put into the klishar, tafilo shaloi bizmana, it becomes kadosh legabit sulina. Mosiv Rabbi Zera, now we get to our sugya. So Zera says, how about the Mishnah here in Menachos? The Mishnah says, siderat alechem v'tabizichin achar ha-shabbat, v'ktirat ha-bizichim v'shabbat sula. Okay, ketzad yaseh. How do you explain that? Over here, we went and we were misadded them on Sunday. Okay, so you're saying, well, Sunday it's not, I mean, it's not yet Roy for Kedusha. Fine. But so what? Klisharit and Mekadosh Shelo Bizmanah. Let it become Kadosh L'gavit Tzulina. You said there's no Tzulina. You can stay here as long as you want. Why is that? L'kadosh v'lipasel. At least L'gavit Tzulina should be Kadosh. Oh, my Rabbah. Manda Kamesu Shapa Kamesu. Look, I mean, there's no denying. If there is Kasha, as they say, it's in the bar zone. You can't get out of that Kasha. How is it a Kasha? So, but what about, I mean, Avuah d'Rabavim, Nami Masnitzik Omar, I mean, Avuah d'Rabavim wasn't coming up with this nonsense. He was quoting the Brice, and he was explaining the reasoning for the Brice. I mean, how are you going to explain that now? It's a different situation. Over there, it's because he holds, Kasova Laila Imachus Isman, that the Etzem, the night, is not considered to be Imachus Isman now for the day that's coming. So, the kedusha of the mincha prior to Alois HaShachar you'll say, oh, but it's because it's man. So how is the klisharis makadosh it? It's makadosh shalom bizmanam if the thing isn't makadosh bizman. How is that possible? It can be the lila of that day. That's not called makadosh bizman completely. Respond, it's got to be many, didn't it? And it's still considered to be shalom bizman, right? But the kedusha is chalon if lagabed epsul lina. But over here, where you're dealing with days before, so over here, there's no problem. The yomim, indeed, the yomim are makusarim zman. And therefore, when it comes to the case of our Mishnah, I said that the lechem on the shulchan on Sunday, it's not going to become possible now because it's shaloi bizmano. It's more than shaloi bizmano. It's completely makusarim over here. The thing has no shankas of being kodesh kedushas agrups and amela. There's no kedusha on it. Okay, you know what? Even if that's the case, I still got a problem. Because sof kimoti lila with the Beit Shimshon. What happens now? You're saying lila's not mechus zman, only yom is mechus zman. Okay. The night before, Friday night, what happens Friday night? It should now become kodesh on the shulchan. So normally the lechem is put on the shulchan on Shabbos, in the morning. The next Shabbos in the morning is the full 7 days. It now becomes Reilach Rabbah. But in this case, it was put on the shulchan Friday night, and why is not because it's not. By Shabbos morning, it's the eighth day now. So then it was already Roy now Friday night. So now in the morning, it's going to become Posa Molina. So you haven't really helped very much for our Mishnah, have you? So let it become Kodesh and let it become Posa. Just say it's Shaloi Bizman. Fine, but it's still not because it's Bizman. So it's Kodesh Lipasa Belina. Omar Rava, so is it Omar Ravina? You know what? It's got to be talking about Murena Fiyan, Shkata Misilai. The Kohen has to go in, take off the lechem before Ben Hashemoshes, and put it back on in the morning. How else are we going to work it out? He doesn't do that, so it's going to, indeed, it's going to become possible.
If he picks it up, where does he put it? What does he do with it?
What's on the shulchan there? That's a door. It's in Kodesh. It doesn't have to do it with Sonic Lisharis. Which is very strange. And I said, what was the point of leaving it there? If anyway, we're going to be taking it off. We're going to be putting it on like a regular, it'll be like a regular lechem. So then we'll put it on Shabbos in the morning like we would have in the first place. So is the point of leaving it there is that there should be lechem on the shulchan? Even though the lechem doesn't yet have its correct dinim and so on. They did that on Sunday. We're talking about the case where they went Sunday, took off the old challahs and put on the new challahs.
Sunday instead of Shabbos.
Sunday instead of Shabbos. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says there's no problem here. I feel the same in Bishalot Kodem Mesilah. Yeah, I mean, that's a very strange way of understanding the Mishnah of Kodem Mesilah. You don't need Kodem Mesilah. Because the point over here is Kiva de Sidro, Shalot Kodem Sfatol, Na'aseh Kemisha Sidro Ako. If you have a monkey that goes in now and puts the lechem on the shulchan, the lechem will become Kodesh. The shulchan is only Mekadesh with the das of a human being. Over here, there was no human being who put it on, because at the time that you put it on, it wasn't Roy to become Kodesh. It was totally Shalot Zemana. Now, they can say, okay, but now Lila ain't a Mekus Zeman. No, so. So you're saying, so now we should look at it as if it was robotically set on the Shulchan, and now the Shulchan should automatically be Mekadosh. You ever heard of such a thing? There's no such thing as automatically being Mekadosh. So Mamela, that's not the problem over here. It doesn't get it to do to be Nivso at all. Why should it? And Mamela, it's not because it's Mekadosh, because it's been on the Shulchan, and it's Roy now recording. You don't need it. You don't need it. But that's what would have happened if it was done. That's what we have to say. In other words, the kedusha of the shulchan per se, that it should have a din of being kodesh l'kvaso, is not necessary. That it should be there for that period, yes, that is necessary. That's a very, very interesting way of looking at it. So that was the moment that you go and you take the bezichin and you're marked for it then, That's essentially what makes now the whole thing royi. And at that point, it becomes kadosh like on another minute.
When you say the night before is not what this is my, I think it's Kiddush. The fact that in the Mikdash it's Yom and then Laila, does that make a difference? I mean, the previous day.
Well, like, you know what?
Outside the Mikdash, you have more of a Tzvara.
Let's wait a minute till the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is even going to make it worse, the question.
Can I make the Rashi say that it's
true that how do you know what Rashi says? There's 2,000 different years of Rashi.
I would have thought the Shabbos.
Fun. Shabbos Shmiya.
Why is the Shabbos Shoshana? Why is it like the last minute of the day before it's ready?
Why is it the last minute?
Like the
clock
is ticking,
yeah.
But tomorrow
it's time. That's not when it becomes Kaddish. It becomes Kaddish when you put it on. When do you normally put on the lesson? This week. So now it becomes Kaddish for Kli. And then you wait a week, and now you take it off to do the Kli. So that's on. Okay, so Shabbos Rishon is the first time that it's Roy to become the Kaddish.
So I prevent it from that night.
I prevent it from... I'm not Mekadosh at the Kli until the morning, and in the morning it won't become Nifsal the next Shabbos. That's how this Gersa works out. There are other Gersos because of what you're saying. Shtei Alechem Ne'ekolos Ein Pachot Mishnayim Velo Yoter Ashlosham. The Shtei Alechem is never eaten before its second day from the time of the Tefiyah on Shavuos, and it's never eaten more than 3 days after the Afiyah. How does that work out? Ketza? On a normal Shavuos, if it's Nefa from Erev Yontov, so then you eat it on Shavuos, that's the second day. So that's the Shnayim. Chal Yontov Yazachar Shabbos. Suppose Erev Yontov was Shabbos, then you didn't bake it on Shabbos, you baked the Shtei Alechem on Friday. So then you eat it now on Yontov, which is now the third day. And there Chal L'Shloshah. Lechem HaPonim. Now, by the Lechem HaPonim, of course, you have a lot more. You have a lot longer to wait. Eino ne'achal pachot mitisha, v'lo yoter alachadasa. It's never less than the ninth day, but never more than the 11th day. Kesav not on Erev Shabbos, v'ne'achal b'Shabbos. So, if it's baked on Erev Shabbos, then by the next Shabbos, it was a normal case. It would be the ninth day. If Chal Yontav Lies Erev Shabbos, if now a Yontav comes out on Erev Shabbos, then by the time you get to eat it, it's the 10th day, because it's not Doche Yontav either. Either it's not Doche Yontav because Lachem is Lachem Elo L'Gavaya, or more simply, it's not Doche Yontav because Doche Yontav would only be something that's going to be eaten on that day. Only it's not going to be eaten on that day. It's not going to be Doche Yontav. Because it takes 7 days later. To eat it. You're talking about the Lechem HaPonim. So Mamela can't be doing for Yontif, so now you're going to have 10 days to wait. If now it's Asura, if it's Shnei Yontif Temesh Rosh Hashanah, then it's Nechalach Adasara. So if Erev Yontif was the second day of Rosh Hashanah, so now it'll be eaten on the 11th day. Now here is where we have Rabbi Yitzchak's problem. Because guess what the 11th day would be? Exactly. If the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah were called before, then that the 11th day is Yom Kippur. So, how are we going to eat it on Yom Kippur? Oh, but then it's the next day. There we go. You see how we raise your issue. So Rashi says that's not called the 12th day. That's called the 11th day, because when it comes with the Gabi Levinim of Achilas Kachim, the following night is always part of the day before, because something is always Nechal that day and the following night. So over here it's called Nechal Achadasan. So what the Yitzchak's question was, by the same token, we should have said the opposite of what we said. Lagavi, what do you mean, Lila and Melissa's mom? Lila should be the day before. And again, the answer here is it suggests itself, but there's only a dinner in Achilas question. This is Lagabi Akilas Kachim. We say that the Laila is Avrayom. It's Lagabi Aldinim. Whether it is this today or is it tomorrow, it follows the day that comes. It's a fascinating issue. By the way, Tosis has a very fascinating discussion in which he points out that Mamonoshav is, this wouldn't be a kasha anyway, because you would always know which day was Rosh Hashanah, and if it turned, because in the end, at that point, we don't have Shnei Yom Shor Hashanah Yeraisa, so it was a suffix. If the Adim end up coming afterwards, then really, it would be the 12th day would be Yom Kippur, not the 11th day, and so on and so forth. If it was before, then you'd make the challahs again, that it would only be the 10th day. Okay, so it's interesting to work it out, I'll be right. Fine. Now, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, because the Afia over here would not be Dofa, Shabbos or Yomtiv, which accounts for why we have to be mocked in the Afia. With Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Shimon ben Askan, Deiches Yomtiv. It is Dofa Yomtiv. It's just not Dofa Yom Tzom. It wouldn't be Dofa Yom Kippur to bake the lechem upon. Certainly, you could bake on a yontif because, as you said before, it's royal. Why can't I bake?
Yom Kippur could fall on a Friday.
Why
should
we talk about
Afia?
Afia.
So how can
Yom
Kippur fall on a Friday?
Unless you could bake things not to, but I mean, in normal circumstances. Omer Adina. But different ha'aymer, the diamond of about inkredim biyomtzav. I just want to make something very clear. We know that in that this whole sugya and chagiga and beisa, can you bring your carbon shlomi and go now and bring it on yomtzav? Now, it's possible to understand that as meaning that midyoraisa, of course you could, because the license is the way you're being makshir to eat. So it's lochem. Except that the Rabbana made a gzeira, a takona, better not, because what will happen is then everybody's going to wait until Yom Tov. They figure they've schlepped to the base of Mikdash. Anyway, I'm going to have to go for Yom Tov, so I'll wait until Yom Tov. Yom Tov, I'll bring everything that I was made all year, and we'll finish it up, which causes a lot of problems. First of all, Rashi Tainus, it would cause a problem of mechavim malach for lemayim. But you're not to, if something happens that you want to work, you need to work, fine, but not to be machaven, it should be adapta. You should do things in such a way that you should do it on your own.
It's not malachah.
Yeah, this is my food.
But it's a mitzvah.
No, it's a mitzvah. Certainly I wouldn't be. What do you mean? I'm eating it.
It's my nether.
So I'm sure my nether. No. I can't, but my nether is zichanat. The only part of the Yantan is the part that I'm eating. Because I need to eat. The Rabbeinu Gershon adds other things. First of all, if everybody's going to bring their karbanos together, it's going to be a disaster. Logistically, I mean, how are we going to bring so many karbanos? We won't have an opportunity to bring so many. And if then we have another problem. We have a problem, this everybody's making a problem, is that in the event that I don't make it, I could easily end up being over on the either the Yatzei or even the Lotai Tzei, we got to be about to Acher to be marked with the Yantav. So, Mimela, you could have thought that the whole thing is only a Takana Rabboni. Lotai the Midi Raisa Mitzvah, because however, don't make that mistake. Don't think that actually Midi Raisa is kosher. And it's only the Rabboni regarding Shalo Yishet, you shouldn't come to be marshing your Karbonas in order to bring it in. The truth is that Midi Raisa and Amirochos, you're not able to do this. Even media rice, because the Shtei Alechem, was Mamish Chovas Hayom. What are you going to tell me? Shema Yishad. You're certainly not going to make a day on the Shtei Alechem. We're waiting to bring the Shtei Alechem today. So, nonetheless, it says over here, Ain't a day for the Shabbos of Lot Hayom. So, how do you explain that? Must be that it's Meikar Hadin. So, because we learned the Lachem Velola Gavaya, apparently. So, the Machlok is over here. Is how to learn that? Is it indeed Lachem Velola Gavaya? Or do we darshan it as Rav Shimon ben Gamliel or Rav Shimon Hasgan, that it means Lachem Velola Nofrim, but the Gavaya, yes. But certainly it's not a Din Drabona. Hadruna Lachste Halechem, Relieved. Fine done. Can't believe Sabajas missed a hurricane. I'm sure he's dealing with it. המנוחות והנסחים שנטמעו עד שלא קידשו בכלי יש להם פדיון. מי שקידשו בכלי אין להם פדיון. So something that doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf until it's put into a kli, because that's what makes it now roy to be brought, such as the menochos and the nesachim. So as long as, when I say harei zeh, what happens to it? It gets Kedushas Domim, but it doesn't get Kedushas HaGuf. Memela, I can be paid at it. And the question is, so why does it say shenitmu? Why can I only be paid if it was nitmu? I should be able to be paid at stuff. Because Kedushas Domim doesn't require that it should be tamei. That we're going to see in the Gemara, whether that shenitmu is dafka or it's lav dafka. Misha kichu b'kli, but as soon as it gets Kedushas HaGuf, I'm putting the kli now, inland pigeon at all. There's no way to be paid at it even if it was nitmu. Ha'ofot va'etzim va'alvona, which are themselves kadosh kedushas haguf directly. They don't require anything else. We bring them to the mizbeach as is, and klisharis, which become kadosh directly with their use in the meshiva. So they mishnitmu elam pidyon shel ne'mar pidyon elav bineima. There's no din of pidyon except on behema, as we'll see. So Mamela, once you have a Kedushas HaGuf, you don't have a way of being quoted, unless you have Hamada V'Aracha by a Behema. And that's the only time that the Torah gives you an option of taking something out of the Rishus HaKadosh that was Kadosh by Kedushas HaGuf. Omar Shmuel says, Shmuel, look, even though the Mishnah says Shenitmu, it doesn't mean Shenitmu. Afilo Ein Teherin Nivtin. Why couldn't you be quoted out of their Torah? They only have Kedushas Domim. Kedushas Domim, the Hekesh can decide. They want to sell it or whatever. So you can be paid it also. My time, Kamadalo Kachi Bikli, it's Kedushas Domim alone, you know. Kedushas Domim Nitin. So, but Shmuel, the Mishnah does say it was Nitmu, so how are you saying it doesn't mean it? Nah, that's just what in Africa the law Nitmu. The point is that the Sefer of the Mishnah, let's talk about Kichu B'Kli. So over there, wants to tell us, once it's Kichu B'Kli, even if it was Nitmu, you still can't be paid at. So Mamela, it says that over here too. I did a Kaboy, Mr. Sefer, Misha Kichu B'Kli, Elam Pijan. So over there, I want to know that Afilu Nitmu Nami, even with Tuma, it's Elam Pijan. It's Tami Nami Resha Shenitmu. That says the word Shenitmu, but doesn't mean Nitmu. Well, what? So I understand. So you're telling me it's, there's some kind of chiddush. You're telling me shenitmu by the case in which it was la'achas shekidshu b'kli. Even la'achas shekidshu b'kli is pshita. Why would I have thought that shenitmu I can be paid? Kedushas HaGuf dinu. Whoever would have been paid Kedushas HaGuf? I'll tell you why. Yitzrich. That is a chiddush. Because sal kedatzeich amina ha'ilu ba'almum ikri tamei. We're going to see later that the Torah calls a Balmum Tamei, calls a Behemoth Tamei. So if that's the case, it's a Gilui that something that is Tamei is the equivalent of a Balmum. And a Balmum does have the ability to be Nifty. So I would have thought that Tamei Nami Kebalmum Dami, in which case the Apagat the Kodesh Kedushas HaGuf. But what's did by a Balmum? It has Kedushas HaGuf. Nonetheless, kinafo bein muma. If a mum falls to death after it gets kedushas haguf, the mum was there before, so it never gets kedushas haguf. They're there because not a problem. Don't mean amar about rafa. Nothing. But over here, the mum was nifel afterwards. Fine. Over here too, the tumah was nifel afterwards. It's exactly the same as a bal mum. So just like the bal mum is nifrik, aninami nifriku. These should also have opinion the same way a bal mum has opinion. Kamash malan. Therefore, comes to tell us glavki high tumah. This isn't what the Torah means by saying that it's tamei. It's not this type of tuma. What we call a tamei is that it should be like a behema tameya, which we'll see in a moment. But there was never any implication that something which is tamei is a balmu. That's all that it's saying. Because the bottom line is, b'klisharis lo ashkecha yavad amifrin. Who ever heard of something that was kadosh b'klisharis, even a behema,
If the behemoth was put into a kli sharis, in other words, if the behemoth was already nishkata, I can't be paid it anymore. And if the behemoth becomes tameh, I can be paid a behemoth. Once something is kadosh la'akar shkita, there's no pidyon. It's dafkan what about rocha? So that's already a gilui that the level of pidyon that we're talking about is never chal once something has been affected by some physical evidence of kedusha, which is the kli sharis itself, even just a sack. And balmum, I think with tummy, I never heard that. A balmum is called tummy? Absolutely. The Tanya, the im kol behemat me'ah, asher lo yakrivu mimenu korban la'ashem. What do you think this is talking about? It's talking about a balmum. And there it's telling you that a balmum can be nifta. That's what the pasuk is referring to. Husband. How do you know? Maybe it's talking about behemat me'amamish? No. The din of pidyon on behemoth me'ah, where literally somebody gives a camel, I mean, over there says to pay for it. That's the din of behemoth me'ah. This is referring to a baal mum, as the Rambam points out. That, I mean, there's two ways of understanding the sugya. One is you say to Pashas that it means, well, a behemoth me'ah, it's a different sugya, so this has got to be a behemoth that's called to me'ah. The point is that if it were a behemoth me'ah, why would it say Asher lo yakrivu mimenu korban la'Hashem? We know that a behemoth me'ah is not shayach korban. So obviously, this means a behemoth me'ah in that lo yakrivu mimenu korban la'Hashem. That's the point. Otherwise, it makes no sense at all. It's got, therefore, there's got to be a reference to a balmum. The Mashu on the Mishnah, that tumah is not the same as a balmum. And the Melech has to say the word shenitmu. Once it said the word shenitmu, says Shmuel, so it started with the word shenitmu. I'm not talking shenitmu. But Lamaisa, I would be able to be poted even if it wasn't nitmu, as long as it hadn't been Kodesh Kedushas Kli.